Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. I'm too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here live at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Make your fantasy football plans now. Do it, do it, do it now. Get your rooms. Get the DraftKings Sportsbook set up. Get it all done. I mean, they take care of it. Houston did it. My boy Houston did it last year. Said it was awesome. I hope they do it again this year. 713-780-3776. Tongue Dart Chris is here. I don't know. When Tongue Dart Chris calls in something, we said something inappropriate. What's up, Tongue Dart?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm actually not going to say anything inappropriate today. I'm genuinely curious about this, though. Do you think the Astros should take a Mariners approach and sign Jeremy Pena and Hunter Brown to a longer-term deal? And I have a question for Lance, because I've been putting this off. Lance, is getting the ablation done the best move to go to get, helping with AFib? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
I usually go to a doctor for that.
To get advice?
Yeah, to get medical advice. You know, I think a doctor might help more about the ablation question.
And Lance isn't here to answer it anyway.
Lance is somewhere. We don't know where he went.
Yeah.
Tongue Dart, I don't know if you should call a sports radio show to find out about your heart procedures.
Particularly when Lance is on the other end of that call.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Just, I would go to Med and
WebMD first, and
Web,
then maybe
your doctor,
practitioner, yeah,
a heart doctor,
yeah, something,
yeah. Ah, Lance giving heart.
I don't want to be
heart procedure advice. No, don't do it, and then heart attack. Dead. No, just go find somebody who knows what they're doing. Tongue Dart. As far as the Astros go, they do that. They did it with Yordan, right? They did it with Bregman. They gave him long-term. Now, Julio Rodriguez was a ridiculous deal, right? Julio Rodriguez was a long-term. The Astros don't do that. Julio Rodriguez.
He got 12 years, $209 million in 2022.
Yeah. So, I mean, none of those. I don't know that any of these guys. Who's Julio Rodriguez? Jeremy Pena ain't Julio Rodriguez. Jeremy Pena was one of the, actually graded out as one of the worst baseball players in the, one of the bottom quarter in the entire league last year. Jeremy Pena has turned it around and been great, but I don't know that you want to commit 12 years to Jeremy Pena right now. I mean, because of 1 year.
And at 27 years old, too.
That's yeah. No, thank you. And who else? Yiner? Yiner's been too inconsistent. Who, Jake Myers? Who? No.
Yeah, those guys are all past the age where you would even consider it. Like, Julio Rodriguez got his at 22 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Yordan got his. And Bregman got his. Bregman's second year, Bregman went into camp, and they were like, no, we're going to have to redo you. We'll give you extra years, and you give us, and we'll give you a lot of money, and you give us, 5 years here, as a couple more years past arbitration. So the Astros won on that one. But otherwise, I wouldn't do that. A 12-year deal, hell no. Hells no.
Yeah.
And by the way, this team doesn't give out more than 5 year deals.
Yeah, any of the guys you'd be willing to even pay a certain amount of money are too old to even consider that type of a length of a contract. Like you said, they did it when Bregman was young. Yordan as well. The next guy up for this this hypothetical would be Cam Smith. Like, if he showed out this year and next, and could you get him locked in? But we know the Astros don't operate that way anyway.
No, they would with Cam.
But for the length of a deal.
Not that. Not that. Maybe five.
Yeah.
And listen, if he's got 4 years left on a deal, they might give him six. You know, he's got one pre-arbitration and then his three arbitration years. That's 4 years. They might give him six. Yeah, I could see that. They did it with Altuve.
How many years do you get other than Altuve? How many years do you usually get with the Astros? Eight?
You get six. Because when you're done, well, seven.
No.
Seven.
They'll give you the early extension.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did it with Bregman and Yordan.
Yeah, and George.
And George.
Yeah.
No.
They gave George some early money, too.
No, George went through arbitration. No, they did not.
He only went,
George
he only
went
played
through
six
arbitration,
years?
Yeah. Hey, George came up old. Don't forget, George.
No,
came
I
up.
Know, but.
I remember his arbitration years. No, he absolutely went through arbitration.
I thought they gave him more money than he wasn't just arbitration.
They settled with him, but they didn't. They never took him to arbitration, and they gave him a nice contract. But they didn't give him not a Bregman deal, no, or a Yordan deal.
So
no.
He only played 6 years for the Astros.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, no. They bring him up early. It's like 7 years.
Well, no.
His first year, his rookie year was 14. He was done with the Astros in 20.
Yeah, 6 years. That's 7 years.
So seven
that's
seasons,
it.
Yeah.
They didn't do a long-term deal with George. I mean,
no.
Not, they didn't do a
they
deal
didn't
with
buy
him.
An extra.
No.
Wait, but his rookie year was his rookie year, wasn't it? He only had
yeah,
6 years. They bought one extra year, didn't they? I thought I remember them buying an extra year.
When they bring him up later, you actually get an extra year.
No, yeah. I know that, but he.
I mean, when you bring him up late.
But he had 295 at-bats. That wasn't enough to qualify?
No. I mean, that's not. That puts him in. That's a 7 year deal then. That makes it a 7 year.
So you're saying that's a free year?
That's a free year.
See, yeah. I thought he had played enough to qualify.
No, George wasn't one of those. It was Bregman. It was Yordan and Altuve too. Altuve didn't go through his arbitration years, and then and Altuve is the only one that's got a second contract, a third contract rather.
Yeah,
he's the only
one.
Well,
that's just because he wants to be here.
Well, and they want him here.
Yeah, but he's not trying to find out exactly, like, what's the highest amount I can get.
No.
That's obviously, it's not what drives him. Because he knows he's going to get a crap ton of money anyway.
Yeah. And you want him to be a lifer. You want Altuve to be a lifer.
Well, sure.
But there's nobody.
Well, you'd like a lot of these guys to be lifers.
Well,
I would have wanted George to be a lifer.
Yeah, not at the cost.
No, obviously.
Yeah,
he wanted money.
Yeah. I mean,
George,
how about do it for the team? How about do it for the
take
top?
A home
how about do it for Houston?
Town and HTD.
Yeah, hometown discount, baby. Hometown discount. And, you know, I feel bad saying that the woman should sit behind the guy when you bring her to a casino. Like right over here, Angel, she made all the money for the family this week. She won eight. She sat there and won $700, cashed out $800 on one of those machines while Michael's losing all his money playing poker. Okay? I mean, thank God for her. Otherwise, the kids wouldn't eat this week.
So the woman doesn't have to sit behind the man.
Well, sometimes she's got to take control of the situation.
Okay.
Okay? All right? And that's what Angel did this week. All right? While Michael's just out there playing golf and not making money for the family. All right? That's terrible. 713-780-3776. Time for you to talk about the Zadocs.
Yeah, let's talk about Zadok Jewelers, and let's talk about doing what is best for, you know, when it comes to purchasing gifts that are significant, gifts that matter, and that's Zadok Jewelers. Everything that they do matters, and matters a great deal. It is a splashy gift. When you start dealing with Zadok Jewelers, you are going to get the best that you're going to find in the city of Houston as it pertains to, you know, a jeweler. But Zadok has been doing this for over four decades. Everything that they do is first class. It's top of the line. You know, Father's Day is right around the corner. Don't drop the ball at the great Father's Day gift. I know you've gotten Dad some things before that, you know, especially when you're younger, you think, oh, you look back on it now and you say, I wish I could do something for Dad like I did for Mom. You can. 25 of the world's finest watch brands, such as Omega, Breitling, Tudor, IWC, they're all right there at our good friends over at Zadok Jewelers. You've got Mont Blanc, cufflinks. You've got pins and more. Zadig has everything to celebrate the MVP in your life. Swing by their Post Oak showroom and check them out for yourself at Zadig.com. This is a winning move for Father's Day. Do something special for Dad this time. If you want to really show him something and show him how special he is to you and everything he's done for you, do it this coming up Father's Day. And don't forget, Dads and Dogs, June 13th and the 14th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the Father's Day. Treat this man show him the appreciation that he really deserves, and join us for Dads and Dogs, a special in-store event where pups get a treat when you shop with refined gifts for Dad at Zadig Jewelers.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right. Is Caleb okay after the book? Is Caleb Williams under a lot of pressure
as a quarterback in your second year for a Bears team who has done everything they can to make you successful? They've traded for offensive linemen. They've brought in an offensive guru in Johnson. Receivers, yeah, he's under pressure.
Yeah.
But the book is part of it. But they've gone as much as you can for a young quarterback. It's on him.
No, they've definitely bolstered the offense. Is Caleb Williams going to be any good this year?
Yeah, I think he'll be pretty good. I think he's got some talent. He's got a lot around him. You guys talk about bolstering the offense. There's a lot around him, I think.
It's a tough division, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think it got easier with the Lions. I don't think the Lions will be the same team. They're not going to sneak up on anybody.
No, but they're still going to be good.
Yeah, Ben Johnson, I don't think they're going to be nearly as good offensively. Ben Johnson is special as a play caller. Special, special, special. One of the best play callers I've ever seen. Does things like he keeps people off balance so badly.
That is true.
He rebuilt Jared Goff from zero to MVP candidate. I mean, you know, I love Aaron Glenn. I think you can find a DC that can do what A.G. did. You got Aiden Hutchinson back this year. A.G. had to deal with a billion injuries.
Yeah.
So we forget that. They were winning with, like, Astros pitching injuries. That's how many injuries they had. They were picking guys off the street to play cornerback for them. So, but, you know, we'll see about the Packers. I think the Packers are pretty good.
Minnesota will be good.
Minnesota's pretty good. Yeah, it's not an easy division, but how will Caleb Williams play? I think he'll play pretty good. I'm more worried about – I just think that he's too easily rattled mentally. I just get the sense that he's too emotional. I think, you know, he's a talented player, but just all the stuff that we've heard, I just don't know that the main thing is always the main thing with him. Not that he's into all this other stuff. Is he wired the way that an NFL quarterback needs to be wired? You can be different than other guys. I don't have a problem with that. But are you wired in the off season? Are you wired in the regular season? Do you have the type of – because you know how it is, John. You got to have a certain makeup to have guys buy into you and let you lead them into war. I mean, they can act like they're behind you, but are they really all in or not? I have no question that my guys are
– I don't know
that the guys are behind my quarterback. I don't have any doubt about that with CJ.
No.
With Caleb, I have some doubts.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why. Why do you have that?
Because I think that he's, you know, that I don't. I think that he is. I don't know. It's hard for me to explain. I think his personality.
Is he the consummate teammate?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I can't say that he's not a good teammate. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's actually a good question. I just feel like there's just a feeling I get that Caleb Williams is a guy that maybe. I don't want to turn it into the paint and the nails thing or anything like that. Do they look at him as a dude, like one of them? I don't know. I don't know if they look at him. He's a little different, you know. He's He's a little bit more extravagant. He's just a little different. He doesn't come in the easy to check off box. And Ricky Williams used to have a hard time with that. And I think it's stupid that the NFL puts guys in boxes. But I don't make the rules. Like, if you don't feel like an NFL quarterback to them, I hear coaches and personnel guys say it all the time. They think guys are weird, right? Well, I mean, it just because he's different doesn't mean he can't play. But they don't like different.
Yeah.
NFL doesn't really like when you step outside of that little box they like to put you in.
Yeah, they like you to – like you're right.
It's kind
I
of
mean,
a conformist.
Back in the day, it was Jim McMahon. He was like an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Brett Favre. I mean, he would do anything to win a football game.
Yeah, it's a conformity thing.
Yes.
They just don't like different. They don't – oh, he's a weird dude.
Yeah.
They'll tell you he's a different dude. I always hear this. He's kind of a different dude. I heard that about Keon White from they call him he's a lone wolf. He was a guy from Georgia Tech, defensive lineman. He's a different guy. What
See,
is he? Just Russell a real
Russell Wilson got that.
Yeah.
But they bought RG3 got that.
Well, now Russell not as I think there's a question about I think Russell doesn't fit into the stereotypical box of black quarterback, and it bothers some people for whatever reason. And he may be a little bit of a phony. He may be a little bit, you know, that he really tries to be something. I just know he balled out, played great for him, helped him win a Super Bowl. RG3 was one of those. He's a different guy now. Like, hey, what's RG3 like? I remember asking about him in the draft before I was doing. He's a different guy now. That's never a good thing.
No.
When I hear he's a different guy, that means teams are already starting. But sometimes there is something to it, man, because if the football players on your team want you to be more like them, you know, it can be tough. But I do think younger players now and younger people in general, they're okay with things being different. Younger people are good about, hey, you don't have to be like me, and I still will play with you. I still respect you. But coaches have a hard time with it, man. Coaches are still – you know, I don't know, man. He just doesn't strike me as a football player. Is he good at football? Yeah, but he's a different guy now. Say no more.
Right.
Well, you know that from talking to coaches.
Yeah.
Coaches don't like things that are different.
Yeah, well.
They like you to fit
in
a nice.
I'm more worried about the locker room. Like Kyler. Has everybody bought into Kyler?
Well, it's not. Because he's a different guy. I think Kyler.
It's because of his work ethic.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. You think the Texans were all in on David Carr?
No, because of
work ethic.
Yeah.
Wasn't that he wouldn't work. It was that the family life just superseded everything with him, and he had to get home as fast as possible.
He didn't work.
Yeah.
He was home, and he wasn't. Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
when he was in the building, he was working. He was very professional. It's just that he clocked in and clocked out.
Well,
and
other
the quarterback,
than his
you can't clock
being there
in
every day.
Well, I know.
No.
The helicopter dad thing is one of the worst things going in sports right now.
Yeah. So we'll see if they're bought in on. Well, Caleb Williams wins a couple of games for him late, and
he's talented.
And balls out. Then you know what they're going to be behind him.
He looked pretty good against Texans 2 years ago.
Are they?
Oh no, that was last year, the beginning of the year. Yeah. Remember
he got patted on the head though.
He had one of his buddy.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah, but that was after he put a bunch of numbers on our defense.
Well, yeah, but our defense at that point. That's another thing about our defense. You know what our defense does? Our defense gives up big plays. Our defense gives up. While it's a really good defense. Remember how many?
A lot of big plays.
A lot of big plays.
Too many explosive plays and near explosive plays.
Yeah. No. So that's got to stop. There's no question that we got to put a stop to that this year. I ain't having it. Not with this defense.
Yeah. Don't put up with that crap,
John. I'm
not
putting up with it. No. All right. We got a segment to go, and then News of the Weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, we got Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. Plumbers who John and I have had them do major work, small jobs. I had them do a major repiping job that I didn't. Someone else had done it a few years back. I guess it was like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. And it either wasn't done right, or the shifting earth ended up causing the pipes to kind of flatten up and belly, as they call it, where it doesn't flow toward the the line to the city, and so it was coming back into my sink, all the things from the garbage disposal, and they came out and did a massive project and got it done. They also just came and fixed my leaky shower. They came and improved the water pressure in my sink in the kitchen. Little things like that, John, or major things.
Yeah.
Always treated fairly. Always great workplace, work site. Always transparent.
We sprung a leak and they, boom, fixed it. Boom. I mean, we had a shower issue. I had a sink that was clogged, and most people can do that. I couldn't because I'm not good. But here's the deal. Aqueduct Plumbing is great. We love what they do for us. You got a plumbing issue, 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook, home of John Chill. He's working right now. He's working, my man John Chill.
We got to go
we
grab
played
grab
golf
our...
with him. Yeah, we played golf yesterday and had a great
time. I heard John was 2 under.
No. John Chill? Yeah. No, he was. No, we had a good time. It was course is great. If you've never played here before, bring your clubs. When you're coming for the weekend, bring your clubs. We ran around in 2.5 hours. It was awesome. It was awesome. Not a lot of people out there. It's a little hot. It was a little hot. John Chill, I got to tell you, it was wet. We were soaked by
it
the
was,
second
It was
hole.
A little it was steamy. Yeah, I went out walking yesterday outside, and it was a little humid.
Dell didn't do anything. I texted him.
You didn't go golf?
No, not golf.
I didn't see you at the.
He wouldn't golf. He wouldn't ride around the cart with me.
I didn't see you at the 3-card poker table. What do you do while you're here?
Angel came out and met us, and you wouldn't even do anything.
What do you do while you're here?
You ride around in the cart. We'll talk. We can play some tunes on the cart.
Ride around in the cart.
Dell, what do you do while you're here?
You want me to ride bitch in the cart? Is what you want me to do?
Wow.
Is that what he wanted me to do? Wow.
Well, you don't
language,
play. You
the
could just,
language.
You could come and ride
do
the
what?
Cart.
And just sit in the
and
car
enjoy
while you
the
guys
beautiful
play?
Day.
Why? I don't enjoy you. Why would I be out there with you?
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Not be fun.
Ride around.
You just want me to sit
you.
In sit in the side?
Yeah, you
side can sit. Or in the back and ride and watch you play golf.
Not
what
no,
what
next
kind of life
to me,
is
not
that?
In the back.
Why would I want to sit next to you?
That's.
What kind of life is that for me?
That's a fun. That's a fun day.
It's not fun. I'm not the wife who sits there.
I'm just saying.
It's, watch my guy go out there and play golf. What am I? What are you talking about?
That'd be fun.
No, for you. So you can have that story for the rest of your life.
Anyway, it was a lot of. We had a lot of fun. Okay,
I'm sure you did. I just wouldn't have had any fun.
Yeah. All right. Did we miss anything today, Dell?
Did we talk hockey? We talked hockey.
6-1. They had a nice fight.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of guys punching each other.
Yeah, they had a 5-on-5 fight because that game was so out of hand.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot to – did we mention that – not that it plays that much of a part, but the fact that EA Sports, I talked about the college football game, they're actually going to pay the universities based on how often – they're played in the game. So normally they have tiers where say if you're a tier 1 school like Ohio State, you get a certain amount of money to have your images in the game. Instead, it'll be based on how often your
really?
Team is played. Yeah, so like the Coug fans, I was talking to AJ about it yesterday. If you're a Coug fan, you want the Cougs to get more money, play the game as often as you can with the Cougs, and more money goes into their
for the for the video games?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it works?
Well, listen.
Well, it's not usually. They used to go, Ohio State,
so it's
Alabama.
Like the Spotify model.
Yeah. Well, how much did
it's kind of like streaming. Like,
how much did Sean – how much did Mapes make Rice?
I don't – well
– that matter. They'll just put it in their $800 billion endowment.
Well, last year –
they won't
give it to
– not one thing. Can we get some blocking sleds?
What?
Well, last year, Rice, it didn't matter how much you play with them. They were in a certain tier, and their money they got was a flat fee. This year, if Sean was to start a Rice dynasty, yeah. If you played him all the time and you got other people to do it, they would make more money. But we'll see. So they have decided, hey, this is going to be about popularity as opposed to
what if Rice became the number one play team?
Then they'd make more money than Alabama would.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Let's go, Rice fans.
That'd be cool. My cousin is a fullback there. So.
Oh really?
Oh really?
Yeah. Where do you play? Where do you play high school ball?
Dixon High School.
Okay.
Nice.
You got family in Dickinson?
Yeah, that's where I went to high school, too. I played basketball there. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I see
the
what
Dickinson. What's their nick? Don't tell him, AJ. John, what is the nickname for Dickinson?
I already know what it is.
The Dickinson Bulldogs.
No.
That's right. It is.
That's wrong. It's Gators.
The Dickinson Gators?
Yes.
That's for Anahuac.
Well, but it's like Auburn War Eagles and Auburn Tigers. So there's two different names.
Yeah, so Bulldogs.
There's also Bulldogs. Bulldogs is one of them.
No,
yeah.
It's not the case.
It kind of is.
No.
Okay, you don't know.
No, AJ will tell you.
No, well, you don't know. Like, some people call them the Bulldogs. Who,
yeah, you. You're that some
see?
People.
See?
I do,
that's
too.
That's what I said.
I
yeah,
too.
Two
okay.
of us.
And I grew up in Lamar Consolidated.
Yeah.
So I have the right out of all of us.
Do,
I can talk about
why do you have
it.
The right?
Because that's – I'm in the general.
It's not even in the same ISD.
It's in within 100 yards.
No, it's not.
I mean, 100 miles, I mean.
Okay, sure.
Within 100 miles.
Okay, sure.
We could drive a bus there.
Yeah.
And eat Whataburger after the game.
Well, that's how all high school football is. You drive
yeah.
a bus
See?
There. Unless
yeah.
you go out
you
of
don't
state.
Know. You don't know, though.
I do know. I played high school football.
Do we?
I do know.
You grew up down there, right?
No, I grew up in California.
Yeah, but you went to high school in.
No, I went to high school in Long Beach, California.
Oh, same thing.
It's not within 100
Dickinson,
miles, so it's not the same thing.
It kind of is. Anything, AJ, is there anything we missed? We talked about your Cowboys. They're going to suck again.
Oh, my gosh, whatever.
What?
Well, until they prove us wrong,
yeah,
we have to work on it, AJ.
Exactly.
Until they prove
badly.
Us wrong.
Well, for the most part under Mike McCarthy, they only sucked in the playoffs because they were winning 12 games
That's
a year.
True, but it was spectacular.
So to prove that they suck again.
Yeah.
It was spectacular.
So get rid of him and then hire
him. Well, the total coaching staff is new, so I'm glad about that.
I wouldn't be glad about Schottenheimer, though.
It's going to be great. Because you got a 12-year-old as your coach.
No, Brian Schottenheimer is a coach, which is, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, good luck with that, AJ. Have another fun year. With finishing
they'll be better
third
than last
in your division.
Year. Just remember this. They'll be better than last year.
Remember what he said. They'll be better.
I think there is a good chance.
There's a great chance because you sucked last year. Goodness gracious.
And how many wins Cowboys too, have? Okay.
Yeah, how many wins Cowboys have last year?
Seven.
Four?
Seven. See, so people thought that they're like freaking three. And
they were a lot better.
It seemed like four.
Let's see. Last I checked, the Eagles aren't going anywhere. Washington's going to be pretty tough.
Well, if
oh no, if, and everyone's
the Giants
talking,
are better.
Many people
I think
are talking
Washington's
about the
take
Giants
back,
right now.
Okay. Ain't nobody worried about the Giants, bro.
They're the hunted. Washington is the hunted this year. It's going to be a little different.
Evan, if he takes that CJ drop, then who knows how good they'll be?
Yeah.
If the second
Why?
Year
all of a sudden, if you're in your second year, you got to take the CJ
well,
drop.
Well, we went from greatest rookie quarterback season of all time to what we saw. So it's now the CJ drop.
Okay, how's his offensive line? He's got Laremy Tunsil, one of the best in the business.
1,000 holding penalties.
More false starts, but the point is the same.
Oh, yeah.
He does make a lot of mistakes, yeah.
No, who cares? I mean.
No, you cared last year.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did care last year.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now he's
got. It's not our problem anymore.
He's got Laremy Tunsil. There's no way that offensive line could be bad. Okay?
Evidence suggests otherwise.
Yeah. Well, last year.
But.
Last year,
but now we've got Cam Robinson, so we should just all fine. Yeah.
With Cam Robinson and Ed Ingram.
And
Lakin Tomlinson.
Lakin Tomlinson. Yeah, it would be great.
Yeah.
No.
And Juice Scruggs?
Yeah, but we
what could go wrong?
The problem is we got rid of Kenyon Green.
Yeah, so our depth isn't as good.
No. Yeah.
Remember when Kenyon came back and they were like, we still don't want you.
You're not that good.
We're still going to keep playing somebody else.
Right. I mean, will he play for the Eagles this year?
Yeah. I predict he'll get in the game.
Will he be good for the Eagles this year?
Special teams or actually?
Oh, you know what? I predict he'll be.
That's the best
slightly
offensive
below
line
average.
Coach in the game.
Well, he's kind of got that mantle right now.
Right.
So, if Jeff Stoutland can get him right, then that's looks good for my draft grade on him because it wasn't looking too hot it's not looking too hot right now, but I've had other guys like Sam Darnold. Like last year, I'm like, told y'all Sam Darnold could play. I know I said it in 18, and it's now 25 or 24, but eventually Sam was going
to
be pretty
good. You see?
Good.
He just had to get out of there.
Yeah.
That's all.
I told you Baker could play.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah, you're right.
Eventually.
No, absolutely.
Eventually, the 2018 draft class, Josh Allen, think about it. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Of course, Josh Rosen was always considered, you know, a behind the scenes, he was, you know, I didn't, whatever. But those four guys, at first it was just Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. But actually now, Baker is a legit quarterback.
Oh, yeah, Sam Darnold.
I'm curious to see how Sam plays this year. Sam just went to Seattle and they got rid of their top two wide receivers. Well, I shouldn't say top two because Jackson Smith and Jigba was already becoming one of them. But we'll see how Sam Darnold does this year.
Listen,
he was good last year, but we'll see.
Listen, Baker is a top 10 fantasy quarterback now.
He
throws touchdown passes.
Yeah, yeah.
He throws touchdown passes. He's not going to run for you. I mean, there are tiers, and he's probably in that third tier, but. I mean, you could do a lot worse in fantasy football than having Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield scored some points for you. Baker Mayfield had a bunch of fantasy points last year. So that's how I look at quarterbacks. How are you helping my team? Fantasy points game. Yeah, fantasy. How are you helping my team? Oh, Baker Mayfield was fourth in the league last year.
Why did you just keep saying, how are you helping my team? What are you talking
it's
about?
It's fantasy team.
Fantasy team, that's all.
He doesn't, that's how he judges
that's
quarterbacks.
All right. That's how he judges quarterbacks. Last year,
well, that's why
Lamar 1, Josh Allen 2, Joe Burrow 3, Baker Mayfield 4, Jaden Daniels 5.
It's that attitude, how are you helping my team, is why everyone
hates
gets
fans.
Death threats on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate you so – I hate you fantasy football people. The gambling people are nastier.
Uh-huh. Oh.
You were next to a guy yesterday who lost money and
I don't want to talk
making
about that
comments
anymore.
On, yeah. No.
I don't want to talk about that anymore because I'm worried that he may be from Houston.
I hope that he's wearing Astro stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was Tango Blast. So, I hope that guy won all of his money back yesterday and ends up having a safe trip home.
So, yeah, hope so. So, we got Astros tonight, right? We don't have basketball till tomorrow.
Correct. McCullers on the mound tonight.
McCullers against Shane Smith tonight. Shane Smith's a pretty good pitcher. So, the White Sox are a little bit more of a problem than they should be because their pitching is okay. So, we got that tonight.
We have Texans stuff to talk about
Texans
tomorrow.
Texans mini-camp.
Mini-camp, yeah.
D'Amico's going to get, you know, a bunch of questions out of first day of mini-camp. About how much better the offensive line is going to be?
Well, they're not concerned, so we shouldn't even ask the questions anymore.
And
guys, about how much better the offensive line's going to be, they're going to be better.
Yeah.
Nick is the one telling you that Nick's new thing is you don't need to be asking us questions. We'll tell you what you need to know, and there's nothing to see here. Okay?
Right.
First of all. Nick, what did you think? Well, I guess everyone has all the answers now, so I don't know. You tell me. I guess Nick has been sassy as hell the last 2 years. You win some divisions, all of a sudden, Nick sassy after some division titles.
Well, it's the Patriot way. The Patriot way is to get sick of the media and not answer anything. That's how we grew up. That's how the Patriot way is, and that's how we're going to keep on doing it. No, he definitely has the Patriot way in him, okay?
Oh, yeah.
He got very little patience for stupid media questions or questions that question decisions that you've made.
That's really what it's been. Really what it's been.
Yeah. So we ain't got time for that. We got time for you just listen, like you said. Just listen to what we said.
Just do what we say. Listen to what we say. We'll tell you what you need to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Do like we got them to do in New England. Okay. Just fall in line.
Yeah, but they won Super Bowls there, Nick.
Division titles are not like Super Bowls.
Not that I know.
Okay. All right, and maybe not to you.
Because generally your season ends the second weekend of the playoffs.
Okay, go ask him some questions.
Then. Yeah, about second.
Now, I'm not going to ask him any questions because he's not going to be concerned about any of my questions. He's just going to tell me he's not concerned, and we're going to move on. He'll try to get a chuckle out of the media. Glazing him. I was going to say something else. I had to clean it up a little bit.
That's
glazing
him. What you were going to say.
There are media members now who are in a super glaze.
He'll get him to chuckle a little bit, and then he'll move on from my question. That's all. I know how it will go. But I'm glad no one's concerned.
Nick, what is it like for you to be so awesome and the team to be so awesome? Can you speak on that?
In fact, I can.
It's Houston media. And then one guy goes, is there anything going on with CJ? Hey, we're not worried about CJ. There's nothing wrong with CJ. There's nothing. Nick, I noticed you got some really good offensive linemen in the offseason. How did you get so many good offensive linemen in the offseason? Like, what did you do to make that happen, and how are you so much better than others?
I know it wasn't a problem last year, the offensive line, but you made some changes, and they look like great changes.
Yeah.
Okay?
How did you make so many great changes? And
not why you did.
I also want to say, first of all, great job. You should have won Executive of the Year. Let me start my question off by saying you should have been Executive of the Year.
That's not a question.
What is it like to be awesome, and how – yeah, that's it. First of all, you should have been Executive of the Year. And secondly, you guys got some really good offensive linemen in the offseason, I noticed. Yeah, we feel like we got a lot of really good offensive linemen as well. And that's not a question. I like the way that you asked that.
Wouldn't it be great if the media would go along with that and do that? Hey, listen, the offensive line was great. But listen, what about – what about that you guys really, really, really were great defensively and didn't really give up big plays? But
you're straddling.
Watch yourself.
The tone,
be careful.
John, there's a tone that suggests.
But why did you say but? Nick Cassero doesn't need your butts.
He don't need my butt at all.
No,
he didn't need. No. I'm just thinking. Why would? Okay, I know we lost to the Ravens, but we were right there. So
I don't know the score.
How do you get over that Raven hump this year?
Don't play them,
that. I don't even think you want
avoid.
You to bring it up.
Yeah, I don't think you should avoid bring up anything negative. Just talk about Swarm, maybe not explain to him that it's actually Swarm when you look at it, and just keep it moving.
So back-to-back division titles, does this look like another division title team to you guys?
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because of Nick Cassero.
Well, right. No. Nick, you've won back-to-back division titles.
What is it like to win three straight division titles? We're presuming that, of course.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that question, Houston media.
All right.
It feels great, but we're not – well, look, we're going one game at a time. Nick was there. He just – we're, you know,
yeah,
this
we're
season, there's a long way away, guys, so there's a long way to go.
We are.
But it does feel awesome.
We are breaking. We are going to. We've got News of the Weird coming your way next. Our last segment here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles DraftKings Sportsbook. Don't you go anywhere. In the meantime, right now, I'm talking a little Chastain Ford. Those are my peeps. Love Chastain Ford. I bought four vehicles from them. I recommend them to everybody. Okay? If you're in the market, I don't think that there is any better. A better pickup than the F-150. F-250, F-350, whatever you're looking for. I had an Explorer, so I love the SUVs. Their SUVs are great. I had one. I've had now a few F-150s and love them. I know the Lightning didn't go over great. It's the best vehicle I've ever owned. It's really the best vehicle I've ever owned. You're looking for that Lightning, or you're looking for the F-150, the regular one. You're looking for F-250, whatever you're looking for. You've got employee pricing at Chastain Ford. It's the best place to get your vehicle on. Whatever you're looking for, they got them in stock, ready to go. I don't know if they still have 2024s on the lot, but if they do, then they are going to make a deal. They're going to get you into that 2024 and make sure that you get the – I'm telling you, you're going to get the best price. Employee pricing with transparency, no add-ons, no markups. It's the only place to go get your Ford on, all right? Commercial businesses know this. You should know the two. You're looking for the best way to get your F-150 on or your Explorer, your SUV, ChastainFord.com. On 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Do you know who Uri Geller is?
No.
Uri Geller apparently is some kind of a magician. Uri Geller claims that he used telepathic sabotage of Greta Thunberg's ship, as apparently her ship had problems.
It was commandeered by
her. Well, the IDF, yeah, locked her up. She was bringing stuff to Gaza, and they boarded it, and because Geller uses telepathy.
That's right. He is an illusionist. He claims behind the faulty GPS that he used his telepathy.
Ah.
Do you think that you want to piss off Uri Geller?
No, not
no.
if somebody
if
no.
he can use telepathy to screw up my life. Then
tell
no.
him to use it on that.
Yeah,
on that slot machine over there.
Can he affect inanimate objects?
Obviously,
if you would have just listened to Angel and go play that one
it's
over there,
it's playing right now. It's auto spinning, and if it doesn't work, then I'm going to call you a lie.
Okay. No. Listen. People have been winning on that thing.
Well,
and you.
You don't know. I'm the cooler. I come to cool down machines.
You really?
Is this machine hot? Let me sit down.
The Nuggets should hire you then.
You really do.
They should.
Take on a third job.
It's literally on autoplay right now. I'm just going to go over there and know it's going to say zero.
Hey, do you want to make money when you have a Bigfoot sighting? Well, apparently there's a cannabis store, a dispensary. They're offering discounts if you could prove that you saw Bigfoot.
Okay.
Do you want discounts on your weed?
Is a picture enough?
A picture's enough.
Okay.
They need photographic proof.
That's easy. You can trick a bunch of stoners.
Well,
that's not going to be hard.
You think that you could just...
Yes.
Yeah.
They're already... Typically, you're going to find the hardcore ones are already ready to jump in on a lot of conspiracies or jump in on a lot of UFO talk, Bigfoot talk. Yeah, you can trick them.
It is good. It is really, really good to be Proton VPN right now in France.
I saw that story yesterday.
Yeah. Apparently, they saw a 1,000% surge in signups in 30 minutes after Pornhub left France. So
it's banned from France.
Pornhub pulled out of France. For the first time, Pornhub pulled out.
Then why do you need a VPN?
Are you proud of yourself?
I did it all by myself.
But a VPN allows you to disguise yourself. Why would you need that?
Because you can't access Pornhub from France, so you have to pretend like you're...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They didn't leave. You can still...
Yeah, did Pornhub leave or did the France kick them out?
No, Pornhub apparently left.
Okay.
Well, what do you need a VPN for?
Pornhub pulled out.
Because I guess they won't allow anyone from that country to access their site.
Pornhub blocked France from accessing its website.
So you're going to have to use a VPN.
Yeah. So now the signups for the VPN are through the roof. Through the roof. Have you signed up with Proton VPN yet?
No, I haven't. I also haven't
signed up. Well, when you go to France, you're not going to be able to access Pornhub.
There's always Twitter. France. Have you seen the crap that shows up on Twitter? Who needs that? It's full on. It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
And the court system said, we're good with it.
Really?
Because Elon's like, leave it on, freedom of expression. Like, that's not expression.
It is expressive. There's some expressions on there.
I mean, kids don't have to. You don't have to sign it. You just get on there and look at this full penetration.
Whoa,
great.
Whoa, wow.
What? Did I say a bad word? I say a bad word?
It's a room
did
of
I
shock.
Did I say a bad word?
It?
The room is shocked.
Look at you said Pornhub finally pulled out. You just said that.
Well, he was
just going the other direction.
He wasn't great either, to be honest. It's been
a
rough show for both of you.
There
honestly.
Was an example. I guess I set a bad example.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're done. Hey, Joe, thank you. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook. Thank you, John Chill. Thank you, everybody here. We love being here, and we really appreciate it. If you're planning your fantasy football draft, do it here. If you are looking for the first week of the NFL season, I would do it now. Make your reservations now, because the hotel and the DraftKings Sportsbook is going to be rocking, and you need to be here. Look, we appreciate DraftKings Sportsbook. We love it. We love the Golden Nugget. Thanks to everybody who made this possible here. AJ, nice job. Dell is next. Is Sean here today?
No.
It's AJ. You and AJ?
Yes.
All right. It's Dell and AJ next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.